Hey, beauty. In this episode, I talk about collagen. I talk about what happened when I started to consume collagen. I talk about where you can buy collagen, what I talk about how you can cook your own collagen. So all that good information is in this episode. Before we get into the show, I wanted to remind you of my free guide for you. You can go to herholistichealing.com/free to get your free guide. It's called Hope for Your Health, 4 Simple Holistic Steps to Overcome Autoimmunity for Christian Women. I believe that if you implement even one or two things in this guide, it can transform your health. So go ahead and download that free guide. Go to herholistichealing.com/free. With all that being said, let's get into the show. Welcome to Her Holistic Healing. Do you want more energy and less anxiety so that you can do all the things? Are you searching for meal ideas, essential oils, and other holistic treatments? Do you wish you could know which direction to take with your health so that you could finally feel better? Hey, I'm Alexandra. I love Jesus. I'm a wife, mom of three, and registered nurse with years of experience in clinical research. I also wanted more energy so that I could have more fun and keep up with my growing child. I too was confused about all the different diet and treatment options. I too wanted to wake up every day and feel good, but I felt anxious because I couldn't solve the mystery of my health. Until God showed me that He is the source of true healing. In this podcast, you will learn holistic treatments and Bible truths that will lead you to the peace, joy, and freedom that you have been hoping for. So what do you say we take a break from the mind-numbing, humdrum busyness? Let's rest and let God be our healer and helper. Collagen is the most abundant protein in our bodies. The production of collagen slows down as we age. We also don't make as much collagen when we have poor sleep, when we eat too much sugar, when we have too much exposure to the sun, when we have a diet low in antioxidants, when we're sitting all day and we're not moving around, when we don't have enough vitamin C and zinc. This is all from draxe.com. So obviously collagen is super important for our body. We need it for our skin. If we don't have enough collagen, we're going to have more wrinkles, more dryness, cellulite, stretch marks. When I first started taking collagen supplements, I wasn't sure what to expect. But what happened for me was I noticed a vast improvement in the skin on my heels. So before I started taking collagen, the skin on my heels was so hard. It was basically harder than cardboard. It was very dry, and it was just something that I thought wouldn't really go away until I started taking collagen. I didn't even take collagen for that purpose, but after I started taking it, I noticed that the skin on my heel became soft again. The reason why I'm doing this episode is because I have stopped taking collagen and I noticed that the skin on my heels is hard again. And my daughter looks at it and she starts picking at it because it's hard and it's pretty gross. So collagen is good for your skin, it's good for your joints, it's good for your gut, it helps boost metabolism, it can strengthen your teeth and your nails, thicken your hair. My mom actually started taking it and she said that she noticed that her hair was thicker. It improves liver health, it protects your heart. Going back to the gut, a lot of disease, a lot of symptoms happen because our gut health is not good, so this will help with your gut. You can consume collagen from cows. This is from an article by Dr. X. Bovine collagen comes from cows, specifically from their skin, bones, and muscles. You can get collagen from chicken. The type most abundant in chicken collagen is type 2, which is best for building cartilage. This makes it beneficial for joint health. Fish collagen has been found to be easily absorbed and provides mostly type 1 collagen with amino acids glycine, proline, and hydroxyproline. Because type 1 can be found throughout the entire body, consuming more fish collagen has been associated with benefits for the joints, skin, vital organs, blood vessels, digestion, and bones. You can also get collagen from the shells and whites of eggs. It contains mostly type 1 collagen. This type of collagen has benefits for building connective tissue, wound healing, building muscle mass, and reducing pain and stiffness. You can think of collagen as the glue that helps hold your body together. So, of course, if you don't have enough collagen, it will not be good for your whole body. You can also look into marine collagen. This article comes from Wellness Mama. She talks about marine collagen protein that can come from seafood or fish skin, scales, bones, or cartilage. It can even come from the umbrella of a jellyfish. According to her research, marine collagen helped skin heal better than collagen from cows. The Wellness Mama also says that marine collagen is more bioavailable, which means it's easier for the body to absorb and use. There was a study done in 2020 that found that marine collagen accelerated wound healing after C-sections. She also says that it's important to note that your body needs vitamin C to use collagen. So if you feel like your body is lacking in collagen, which it probably is, you can look into making your own bone broth. Some people buy their own chicken parts from a butcher and make their own bone broth. If people are having serious health issues, some people even go on bone broth fast, like a 3-day bone broth fast. You can find a lot of information on bone broth fasts. A friend of mine went on, I think, a 30-day bone broth fast or something like that. She said it really helped with her energy. I'm not sure. I think she was having some health issues. Personally, I have not tried it, but I used to consume a lot of bone broth. I do make my own bone broth with some of the chicken bones that I have. I don't simmer it for as long as recommended, but that's something that I do. Throughout history, many cultures have eaten the various body parts of the animal, but unfortunately a lot of these body parts are thrown away, like the skin, the tendon, the ligaments. A traditional Chinese medicine is big on eating the organs of the animals, like the liver, the heart, and other parts of the animal. My friend who was pregnant, she said that she would buy some of the animal organs, and she said that she felt a lot better. It was her third baby, and she felt a lot better in this particular pregnancy, and she felt like it was due to eating the organs. I've also heard from Dr. Axe that throughout history, cultures of the world, they all used to make some kind of bone broth. So there is a lot of, I think, wisdom to consuming collagen, making bone broth. I order raw dairy, raw cheese, raw yogurt, raw ice cream from an Amish farmer. I've mentioned this before. I order it from Miller's Organic Farm. By the way, the ban has been lifted and Amos Miller can now sell his raw dairy to people, except for people that do not live in Pennsylvania, even though his farm is in Pennsylvania, which is kind of strange. Anyway, so I'm a part of this food co-op, and the leader of the food co-op, she recommends this book by Sally Fallon. It's called Nourishing Traditions. And in this book, she talks about how different cultures of the world, how they would make bone broth. I haven't read the book, but I'm sure it's good. I've been learning some things from the Weston A. Price Foundation and Sally Fallon for a while. So if you think you need more collagen, which you probably do, you can try making your own bone broth. You can buy some bone broth. You can also buy collagen in powdered form. I believe in liquid form too. I haven't tried it in liquid form, but I used to take multi-collagen protein sold by Ancient Nutrition, which is Dr. Josh Axe's company. I've also tried some other ones. I'm always on the lookout for new products, new supplements, because I believe that every body is different. Our body's needs change over time based on the season that we're in, how busy we are, etc. This is something that I write about in my book, Discover God's Health Wisdom. I think that sometimes we can stay on a supplement for a while, but as I said, our bodies change. So sometimes we need to try something different. We need to switch it up. We need to try something with a different formulation. We need to try a different kind of food. Personally, this is just my personal belief. I have nothing to back it up, but I believe that God gave us taste buds, first of all, so that we could enjoy food, and also, of course, so that we can know when food has gone bad. I mean, that's kind of common sense. But also, I believe that he gave us taste buds so that we could try a variety of different foods. And then when we would kind of get tired of a certain kind of food, we would move on to the next food. It's healthy to have a variety, a diverse diet, because we get different nutrients from different foods. So it's my belief that God gave us taste buds for that reason as well, so that we would desire to try different foods, so that we would get different nutrients into our bodies. So like I said, when I took multi-collagen protein powder for a long period of time, like I said, I saw a difference in the skin on the heel of my foot. My mom saw a difference in the fullness of her hair. I really only try to share things with you that I believe will work, and they're not just based on a few scientific studies. I try to share things that are based on ancient wisdom or things that I've tried that I've known to have worked before. Like I said, I believe that everybody is different. Not everybody needs something that I need. Your needs are different than mine, so keep that in mind. I'm also not a nutritionist or a doctor, so if you are looking for that, go ahead and consult with your doctor or nutritionist. I am a nurse, but I am not your nurse. But more than anything, as I always say, always go to God first for wisdom. God created your body. He knows what your body needs. He will give you wisdom if you ask for it. I hope this was helpful for you, and I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks for listening today. If you liked what you heard, will you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts? And if you want to connect with me, join me in my free community. The link is in the show notes, or go to herholistichealing.com. Matthew 11. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
For you. It's easy and my
burden is light.